Today's daf is Psachim Daf Chav Ches, and we are 23 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin Omid Beis, the two dots, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Beer, V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalom for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leah, Manuela Bas Chana, and Chaim Schneir Zalman Yehuda Ben Hinda Yechevet. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miriam, Miral. And today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol L'Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Mishnah at the very end of Daf Chof Aleph Omid Aleph brought a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein bir chametz el esreifa. The Chachamim said, Af mefarer v'zoyre l'ruach oy matalia. There's a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, how one is mekayim the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu. A yid is not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. We've seen that a yid is not allowed to have hana from chametz on Pesach. A yid also has to make sure that he has no chametz in his rishus on Pesach. If a yid has chametz in his house on Pesach, he violates two loy saseis and one aseh. The two loy saseis are bal yeiroa u bal yeimotzeh. The aseh is ach b'yoyim harishon tashbisu sar mibatechem. In other words, the Torah says that you have a mitzvah to get rid of your chametz. The question is, what is tashbisu mean? How exactly do you have to get rid of your chametz? Is it enough that it's just not in your rishos? Or are you mandated to dispose of it in a particular way? And that's the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein bir chametz al asreifa. Tashbisu means you have to burn the chametz. So it's not enough that you throw it in the garbage. It's not enough that you get rid of it. You physically would have to burn it. The Chachamim said, you don't have to burn it. Af mefarer. If you want, you can crumble it. V'zoyre l'ruach, and throw it up into the wind. Let the wind blow it away. Or throw it into the sea. Regardless, the Gemara, the first half of the daf is going to discuss this machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Tanya ben Ointen Abraisa. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein bir chametz al esreifa. When the Torah says it's a mitzvah of tashbisu that you have to get rid of your chametz, it's not enough to simply dispose of it, but you have to burn it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I know that? V'hadin noisei. He said, I know from a kal v'chomer. Uman noisar. Madoch noisar. So what's noisar? Every carbon has meat that was either eaten or put on the mizbeach. The meat that had to be eaten within a certain time frame. Kachim Kalim, a day and a night. Kachim Kedoshim, 2 days and a night. The meat that went on the Mizbeach also had to be put on the Mizbeach within a certain time frame. In the event that the meat was left over beyond the time that it was supposed to have been eaten or burnt, it becomes pasul. It gets a very special name. It's known as Noiser. What do you do with Noiser? You have to take your Noiser and you have to burn it. These are psukim in the Torah. It's Aser, by the way, to allow basar of a carbon to become nicer. In the event that the basar of the carbon becomes nicer, there's a mitzvah to burn it. In fact, nicer is the quintessential example of a mitzvah, of a loisase, shenite glase. There's a loisase, you're not allowed to leave your nicer over, meaning you're not allowed to do something that's going to create nicer, but at the same time, in the event that you have nicer, so you can be mekayim a mitzvah sase of sreifas. I said, Rabbi Yehuda, that I think that from the fact that you have to burn noiser, we can learn that there's a mitzvah and you have to burn your chametz as well. What's the kal v'chomer? Man noiser sheinu b'ayira b'yomatzei. Noiser, as chomer as it is, but there's no lav of b'ayira b'yomatzei. It doesn't say you're not allowed to have noiser in your house. It doesn't say there can't be any noiser in the azara. Still, that loch is ton sreifa. Chomet sheyesh nebi b'ayira b'yomatzei. So chomet, which is more chomer than noiser, because you have b'ayira and b'yomatzei, like koshke inch ton sreifa. So certainly you should have a mitzvah of sreifa. It's a pashta kal v'chomer. Noiser doesn't have b'ayira b'yomatzei. It requires sreifa. Chametz, which has bayura bayumatze, which means it's more chomer than noiser, certainly should require sreifa. Amar leiser, Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, kol din shatadon chilasen lahachmer v'sreifa lahakel einoy din. That what you're saying is not a good kal v'chomer, because it's true. I agree with the setup of the kal v'chomer. There's no question that chametz is more chomer than noiser. Why? Noiser doesn't have bayura bayumatze. Chametz doesn't have bayura bayumatze. But the punchline, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim said, I disagree with, because you're assuming that if chametz is more chamor, then hu adin, it should have a din sreifa. That's assuming that sreifa is a chumrah. You can say, of course it's a chumrah. You have to burn it. It's not enough to get rid of it in some other way. Yeah, but you know what the problem is? This is a chumrah that can come lidei kula. Because loy matza etzim lasarfe. What's going to happen if you couldn't find any wood? As a result, you couldn't create a fire. Yeah, yoshevu batel. You're going to end up not burning it. Told Rabbi Yehuda that I don't like this kal v'chomer. Because this kal v'chomer, yeah, in your mind is creating a chumrah, which is what kal v'chomers do. Madoch, the dover kal has this chumrah, so certainly the dover chomer is going to have this chumrah. The problem is this chumrah is a chumrah that's asi lidei kula. Because what's going to happen if a person doesn't have the ability to burn it? He may end up doing nothing. And that's for sure the wrong thing to do. So to dana kal v'chomer, when there's a possibility that the chumrah is going to be bali de kula, that type of kal v'chomer we don't dine. So the chum told Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a valid kal v'chomer. So Rabbi Yehuda sat down, v'donu dinachar. And he said, okay, I hear, it's not a kal v'chomer. I mean, you can't learn sreifas chametz mi kal v'chomer because sreifas chametz is a chumrah that can potentially lead to a kula. And as a result, you can't make such a kal v'chomer. But he said, I can look at it from another perspective. Not from the perspective of kal v'chomer, but simply from the perspective of mamatzino. So what's the difference between a mamatzino and a kal v'chomer? They're both examples of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar in the Drashas Bam. The difference is, a Kal V'chomer is not of this, certainly that, right? Kal V'chomer is a kolshkin. If the halacha is true for this, it for sure has to be the halacha for that. A Mamatzino is a little more subdued. A Mamatzino, also known as a Binyanav, simply says, if it's true here, then I don't see why it shouldn't be true here. Not kolshkin, there's no major punchline, but if it's true here, there's no reason it shouldn't be true here. So to learn Chometz Kal V'chomer from Noiser, that Rabbi Yehuda said, I agree, that's not something you can do. But Rabbi Yehuda said, I don't think you need to learn it from a Kal V'chomer. You can learn it from a Mamatzino. Why not? Noiser, asa b'achila, v'chometz asa b'achila. At the end of the day, Noiser and Chometz are similar. They're both asa b'achila. So, Noiser b'sreifa. Just like Noiser has a din sreifa, I have Chometz b'sreifa. So, to make sense, that Chometz should have a sreifa. And here you can't tell me, kol din shata don chilasi lahachmer v'soifa lahakaleinu din. That's all true if I'm coming from a kal v'chomer. But Rabbi Yehuda said, I don't need a kal v'chomer. I can learn it from a mamatzino. And if I learn it from a mamatzino, there you can't ask that pircha. So, says Rabbi Yehuda, okay, so if it's not kal v'chomer mi Noiser, it's a mamatzino mi Noiser. They told him it's not a taina anyways, because nevela toichiyah, meaning you're trying to tell me, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim said that anytime you have something that you're not allowed to eat, you have to burn it. That's it. Any food that you're not allowed to eat, if it's in your vicinity, you have to destroy it. No, sir, you see, you have to get rid of. So chametz will be the same way. What about nevela? Shasur b'achila. Nevela is also b'achila. Ne'ina tunas reifa. You don't have to burn it. So it's not true that all machalas is you have to amal lehem. So Rabbi Yehuda told him, hefresh. Now, there's a difference between nevela and chametz. Why? Noiser aser b'achila ubehana. The chametz aser b'achila ubehana. As opposed to nevela, that's aser b'achila, but we know this from earlier in the perek, l'ger asher b'sharecha titnena v'achela, is not aser b'ana. So said Rabbi Yehuda, the mamatzinu is a mamatzinu from Noiser, but nevela has no bearing. Why? Because man, Noiser, ton tzrefa, Noiser, which is aser b'achila, and it's aser b'ana, ton tzrefa, av chametz, which is aser b'achila and is aser b'ana ton sreifa, as opposed to nevela, which is only aser b'achila. It's not aser b'ana. Maybe that's why there's no sreifa. They told me shayran niskel yechiach. What about shayran niskel? Shaser b'achila ubehana ve'enoy ton sreifa. How could you tell me you learn chametz from noiser? Anything that's aser b'achila b'ana needs sreifa. There's other things that are isuri ana. Shayran niskel. That's just one example. It's aser b'achila. It's aser b'ana. And there's no din sreifa. Amalam hefresh. From that is a chilek. There's a chilek between chametz and noiser. They have something in common that Sharon Nisko doesn't have. How so? Noiser aser b'achila ubehana the anush kars. If somebody eats noiser, it's a problem. Aser b'achila hana that too. And there's even a noinish of kars. The chametz is the same thing. Aser b'achila ubehana the anush kars. So man noiser b'sreifa av chametz b'sreifa is as opposed to what? As opposed to Sharon Nisko, which is aser b'achila. And it's not sabana. However, there's no cars. They told him, chelbe shal shara niskal yechiach. What about the chelev of a shara niskal? Sha'asa b'achila. Ubehanah. So every shara niskal is asa b'achila ubehanah. The anush karis. And now there's an anush karis. Why? Because it's chelev. So even though shara niskal itself is not karis, but the chelev of the shara niskal is loigara from the chelev of any animal. The halach is that it's anush karis and still ve'ein ton sreifa. So says the Gemara v'chazer Rabbi Yehuda v'dona din achas. Rabbi Yehuda heard this and Rabbi Yehuda said, I hear. So again, Rabbi Yehuda's bringing the makar, how he knows that chametz is ton sreif. It says in the Torah, ach b'yem arishin tashbisu. What does tashbisu mean? It seems like it's flexible in terms of the interpretation of the word. Rabbi Yehuda said it means sreif. How do you know it means sreif? It's the first Rabbi Yehuda said, I know it kal v'chomer from Noiser. Madach Noiser says, no bayir abayim matzei, sreifu. Kal v'chomer chametz, it has bayir abayim matzei. The Gemara says, you can't learn a kal v'chomer to teach me a halacha that may actually evolve into a kula. And by telling me you have to do sreifa, it may be bali de kula. What if the person doesn't have wood? He has no ability to do sreifa. He may do nothing. So this chumra is bali de kula. You don't make kalvachaymas to teach me chumras that maybe potentially in the future can bring lide kula. Okay, so I'll learn it from a mamatzino. Forget about a kalvachaymas. In kalvachaymas, this is a kasha. But I'll learn it from a ma'atzat. What's the ma'atzat? Noiser is asa b'achila. It's asa b'hana. It's even karis. And still you see this reifa. Oh, gavaldi. So chametz is asa b'achila. It's asa b'hana. And this karis. But they want to say it's not a good mamatzino. Why not? Because the chelev of a shor haniskol, yorchiach. A shor haniskol is asa b'achila b'hana. It's chelev is even us has a chiv karis. And still you see there's no strip. So chaz Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, okay, here's the third attempt. V'donoi denachem. Noiser yeshne b'bal toysiru. Noiser has a loisase. What's the loisase? You're not allowed to leave it over. I mean, you're not allowed to have it around. The chametz for bal teisiru. Chametz also has bal teisiru. Zagrashi, what's the bal teisiru of chametz? Lo yeirav, lo yematze. You're not allowed to leave it around. Ma, noiser, besreifa. Noiser, which you're not allowed to leave around. What do you do with the noiser if it was left around? You burn it. Av chametz besreifa. So two chametz is going to have the same din. It's going to be sreifa. This has nothing to do with Sharon Iskel, right? You can't ask me a pirchana from Sharon Iskel. There's no bal teisiru by Sharon Iskel. Sharon Iskel is good old fashioned. Machalas asur. It's also asabah. No, it's chelem is also chayiv karis. But there's no bal teisiru. Mamotzinu, the binyanav, is not from the fact that it's asa b'achila b'ana. The mamotzinu is from the fact that there's a bal toisiru. It's something that is not allowed to be left around beyond a certain date. By noisner, if that happens, you burn it. It makes sense, says Rabbi Yehuda. The same should be true when it comes to chametz. Amalei said, they told him, Oshum talui v'chat ha'sa'if haba al ha'safik lidvarecha yoichichu. This is a long-winded percha. They told him, I have two perchas on this. An asham tali, which is a carbon that a person brings if he has a suffix, if he has to bring a carbon chatas. The chatas ha'oif ha'ba'al ha'safik. What's an example of a chatas ha'oif that's ba'al ha'safik? So Rashi says an example would be a woman that had a baby, but she has a suffix whether or not she has to bring a carbon for the baby that she had. The suffix is if the baby was a nefel or if the baby was a bar kayama. There's a special chiddush that she could bring an oil ha'oif and a chatas ha'oif. These are the carbonates that a yoledes brings. Misafik. But the bottom line is, we're not learning the kachim piece. We just need one point. And that is, the Ashim Talui and the Chata Sa'if, that's Baal HaSafik, in the event that it became noiser. Machlek is Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, what you do with it. Chachamim say you burn it. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't burn it. Rabbi Yehuda says you're supposed to bury it. Special Chiddush, Rabbi Yehuda says, in the laws of kachim. Ashim Talui noiser is different than all other noiser in the world. Usually noiser, you burn it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ashim Talui noiser is treated differently. Chata Sa'if HaBaal HaSafik also. What do? You do kfur. So Chachamim told him, how could you tell me, Rabbi Yehuda, that any time there's a Baal Teisiru, this Sreifa, so much so, that if that's the way it is by Noiser, that's the way it has to be by Chametz. I have a Teichiach from the Parsha of Noiser itself. What's the Teichiach? Ashem Taloi, V'chata Soif HaBaal HaSofik, Lidvarecha, according to you, Yoichichu, Shehem Beval Toisiru, Shanu Oimrim, we hold Besreifa, Obevaato Oimer, Bekfura, you hold Kfura, we're Mesechtes Tmura, the Varfin, but in Mesechtes Tmura, you yourself hold that way. So, according to you, it's meaning, Rabbi Yehuda, you held like us. Had you held like us in that machlokes that an ashram tali and chata seifa bal asafik when it becomes noiser that loch is sreifa, I wouldn't have a percha because maybe every example of bal teisiru is in fact sreifa. But this sheet toscha that you hold it's kfura, so I have a percha. I have an example of noiser where someone violated the lav of bal teisiru and there's no sreifa. Maybe chametz also, even though there's a bal teisiru, bal yura bal yematze. Who said there has to be sreifa? And Rabbi Yehuda heard that, he was quiet. He had nothing to respond. Amr Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, "Hainu damri inch." This is what people mean when they say, Kappa de chita nagra, bighava nisrev chardalos. This was some sort of expression that was common back in the day, not so common anymore. But basically, there's a concept that a person who makes kalim, like you make a plate, then you're going to end up burning yourself in the plate that you yourself made. Meaning sometimes a person does something and he himself ends up being a victim from something that he created. Or Abayi said there was a similar saying, Sadna besadni Yosef, Madvul Yadi Mishtalim. A person that makes shackles may end up one day, you know, in finding himself in those shackles. Rava said it differently, Gira Begiri Miktul, Madvul Yadi Mishtalim. Sometimes a person who makes arrows may end up himself being the victim. He'll be hunted with the arrow that he himself made. The point is that because of where Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was in Masechtas Tmura, Rabbi Yehuda said that the Ashram told him the Chatas Hevabala Safink, halachas kfura, the halachas not treifa. So for that reason, shavsek Rabbi Yehuda was silenced in our sugya. Meaning, it was Rabbi Yehuda was a victim of his own shita because he had his shita in Masechtas Tmura. It's for that reason the chachamim were able to come with a pircha, and what Rabbi Yehuda said over here. Either way, the first part of the daf was a discussion of shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds ach b'yem marishin tashpisu. What does tashpisu mean? It means dafka b'sreifim. What's the makar? Pashtul and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, you think, holds that the word hashpasa means b'sreifa. That's the way you're supposed to do tashpisu. But it's before in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda really learned it from an external source. What was the external source? The parish of Noiser. How do you learn it from the parish of Noiser? So the Gemara had three attempts. The first one was Kavul Chaimer mi Noiser. Madach Noiser has no Bayi Rabbi Yematzi this Reifa. Certainly Chometz has Bayi Rabbi Yematzi. The second attempt that the Gemara gave was it's a Binyanav. It's a Mamatzinu from Noiser. Noiser is Asa Bachila Asa Bano Chayvi Krisus Reifa. Chometz is Asa Bachila Asa Bano Chayvi Krisus. It makes sense it should be Reifa as well. In the third attempt, the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda learned it Binyanav from Noiser, not because of the fact that it's Asa Bachila Asa Bano on Karis, but simply it's an idea. It's an Inyan of Baal Taisira. What's Noiser? You were supposed to have eaten it, you didn't eat it. It's sitting around. What's Chametz on Pesach? You were supposed to get rid of it. It's not. It's around. Torah said, Bayi Rabbi Yematzeh. So what's it doing here? So now when the Torah says Tashbisu, it makes sense. Tashbisu should be Besreifa. What's interesting is that all three attempts of Rabbi Yehuda to prove his position were upgefracked in the Gemara. And really, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda was Shasek, right? Shasek Rabbi Yehuda. We always speak out the Chavis Yor, wherever it says Shasek Rav. So Rav had what to answer up Kabbalah. Pnimius Atari Rav had what to say. But he didn't want to be Megalit. But this is Shasek Rabbi Yehuda. Shasek Rabbi Yehuda, Pashit, he didn't have a Pshat. Not al Derech Pshat, not al Derech Remez, not al Derech Drush, not al Derech Soid. It sounds like he was stumped, that Rabbi Yehuda didn't really have an answer. And if that's the case, it almost feels like Rabbi Yehuda would have come around. But the truth is, we're going to see in a sugya coming up that Rabbi Yehuda did have a response to what the Chachamim said. And Rabbi Yehuda stood by his position, even though in Pesachim Chav Ches Amid Aleph, it's Shasik Rabbi Yehuda. And even though, by the way, we don't pass on the Rabbi Yehuda, but everyone knows we burn our Chametz Erev Pesach. And the reason we burn our Chametz Erev Pesach is the Ramah says there's an Inyan L'Katchilo that this is what you're supposed to do. So even though Rabbi Yehuda really seems to be upgefrakt in our Gemara, but we're still to learn the rest of the story. But for now, the Gemara is going to shift its attention from the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda to the Shita of Chachamim. So what did Chachamim say in the Mishnah? Chachamim said, Af mefarer, v'zoyer l'ruach, oy matal yam. Chachamim said, no, you don't have to burn it. You could burn it. But if you want, af, it's also an option to be mefarer, to crumble it, throw it up into the wind, let the wind blow it away, oy matal yam, or throw it into the sea. Ibayilu, hechi kamar. What's possible? How do you read the Chachamim? Al Chachamim say, mefarer v'zoyer l'ruach, mefarer matal yam. Meaning, you for sure have to crumble it. You have to be mefarer. Once you mafar it, you crumble the chametz, you can do two things with it. Either you can be zayr the ruach, you can throw it up into the wind, or you can be matal yam, you can throw it into the yam. But regardless of whether you're going to be zayr the ruach or matal yam, you have to be mafar. Either way, maybe the way you read the Mishnah is, mafar the zayr the ruach. Option A is be mafar, crumble it, and be zayr the ruach. Or option B is throw it into the yam. But if you're going to throw it into the yam, avu matal yam, be'ena, you could do it the way it is. You don't have to crumble it. In other words, the question is, if a person chooses to throw the chametz into the yam, does he have to crumble it first? Or could you just throw it into the yam? Similar question we can clear regarding a Mishnah Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Ki'ai Gavna, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, as it relates to Avodah Zarah, Sheikhik, you have to grind the Avodah Zarah, right? Notice by the chametz, it says mefara, because you're dealing with food, it's chametz, right? So you're just crumbling it. Avodah Zarah is not food, so then you have to grind it. You're being Sheikhik, it's a different verb. But Sheikhik, Vizor the Ruach, Ay Mataliyam, same exact Nusach, just not mefara, Sheikhik. Our Mishnah is talking about Chametz, the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah is talking about Avodah Zarah. Same question. Even if you can throw into the yam, you have to be Shoichik. If you're going to throw into the yam, you can do it. So again, that's the question. If you're going to throw into the yam, do you have to be Mefar? Do you have to be Shoichik or not? Same question regarding Chametz. Same question regarding Avodah Zarah. Amar Rabba. So Rabba said, Mestaber Avodah Zarah, Hiliyama Melech Ka'azlo. It's Mestaber that as it relates to Avodah Zarah, that's being thrown into the Yam HaMelech, loy boy shchika. It shouldn't require shchika. You shouldn't have to grind it. Why? Because in the Yam HaMelech, there's no people, really. And being that people don't really drezach, there's no ships and boats, so no one's really there. If there's no one really there, so why should you have to grind it? What are you worried about? Who's going to stumble upon it? So it makes sense that if you're throwing into the Yam HaMelech, it's going to be fine. Chametz, l'shanaris, but the chametz that you're throwing into one of the other seas, over there by your pier, you probably have to crumble it first because you never know. Somebody may come and somebody may take it. So again, we had this shayla. You have to crumble the chametz before you throw it into the sea. Do you have to grind avodah zarah before you throw it into the sea? Right, we have two mishnayos that are a little bit unclear. So what rabbis say, chametz you do, avodah zarah you don't. Chametz you do because you're throwing it into one of the naharis. Somebody may come and find the chametz. You don't want that. As opposed to avodah zarah, it's in the Yam HaMelech anyways. It's in the Yam HaMelech, so you don't have to worry about it. Now, who said anything about the Yam HaMelech, right? Did you see any mention of the Dead Sea? Right? What does it say about the Yam HaMelech? So the truth is, Pasha Pshat is because the Mishnah in Masechtas Avodah Zarah says, Shoychek V'zorah L'ruach Oymata L'Yam. And the understanding is that Stam Yam is the Yam HaMelech. And that's why we're assuming the Yam. Mishnah didn't say anything about the Yam. So being that, it actually did, Oymata L'Yam. But the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, we're assuming that it was the Yam HaMelech. I mean that we're assuming it was the Yam HaMelech, so over there, no one's going to the Yam HaMelech. Whereas, as it relates to the Chametz, over there, we don't assume it's the Yam HaMelech. It could be one of the other Naharis also. And if it's one of the other Naharis, so over there, there's going to be people there. Bottom line, there's going to be people there. So over there, you have to be concerned. Only Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef told Rabbi, Adi Rabbi, Ibcham Estab. I think just the opposite. Avodah Zarah, Deloy, Nemisa, Avodah Zarah, which doesn't get bad if you throw it into the Yam. But you're going to have to grind it because you never know. The sea may send it somewhere, someone's going to find it, right? Just because you throw something to the sea doesn't mean it's the last time you're going to see it. Whereas chametz, the memes, chametz, which is going to become disgusting, right? Milosh and Mios, like by repair, I don't think you have to be mefar. No, it's machlek is Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi, the chametz, you would have to crumble, the avodah zarah, you wouldn't. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's just the opposite. The avodah zarah, you would. The chametz you would not. Talk to Gemara. Tanya kavasi the rabbi. Tanya kavasi the rav yoyis. We have a brisa like rabbi. We have a brisa like Tanya kavasi the rabbi. A brisa that supports rabbi. Again, what rabbi say? The chametz you have to be mefarik because you're throwing it into one of the naharis. The avodah zarah you don't have to be shoychek because you're throwing it into the Yam HaMelech. What's the difference? Yam HaMelech. Nobody's there. The naharis people may be there. Hoyim halich mad midbar mefarik v'zarah l'ruach. We need the next part. Hoyim halich besfina mefarik. Umatol Yam. When I'm talking about chametz, mefar, right? That's the key word. So we know we're talking about chametz, and it says clearly that you have to be mefar. So it's a tanya kavasi the rabba. That for the chametz you have to be mefar. For the avodah zarah maybe not, but at least for the first part, for the fact that for chametz you have to be mefar, this is a tanya kavasi the rabba. Tanya kavasi the rabba Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says just the opposite. For the avodah zarah you do because it's not going to go bad. The chametz is going to go bad anyways. Hayim halich by midbar. If somebody was in the midbar, shoychek v'zorah l'ruach. Hayim halich besfina. This is what we need. Shoychek. We're talking about avodah zarah. How do you know avodah zarah? Because it says shoychek. You're grinding it. You're grinding avodah zarah. Umato liyam. It says clearly you have to be shoychek first. So you see a raya to Rav Yosef that for avodah zarah you have to worry about. So what's the problem? If you have a tanya kavasi the rabba, it's a kash on Rav Yosef. And if you have a tanya kavasi the Rav Yosef, it's a kash on the rabba. Zok digemar shchika kash on the rabba. Pirur kash on the Rav Yosef. Shchika kash on the rabba. The brisa that says avodah zarah, that shchika you have to grind, that's a kash on rabba. Who said only chametz you do? And pirur, the brisa that says chametz you would have to crumble, is a kash on Rav Yosef. So the gemara says shchika the rabba the kash on shchika on rabba is not shver. This brisa that says that you would have to grind the avodah zarah, holy Yam HaMelech, holy Shana Haris. Maybe he's talking about where he threw it into one of the other seas. Meaning, Rabbi said very clearly, the reason you wouldn't have to grind the avodah zarah is because the assumption was that Mishnah avodah zarah is talking about where you threw it in, not to just any Yam, but you threw it into the Yam HaMelech. Nobody goes to the Yam HaMelech, so you don't have to worry about it. Oh, if you get thrown into one of the other seas, then it's no different than Chametz. Then Enochinamis, you have a price that says you have to grind the avodah zarah, Hacha B'mayaskina, where you're throwing it into one of the Naharis that people frequent. Pir the Rav Yosef like Kasha as it relates to Pirer, you have a brisa that says you have to be mefarad the chametz. Rav said you don't have to be mefarad the chametz. Zok Gemara habechiti habenahamo. One is talking about strands of wheat and the other one's talking about bread. Why did Rav Yosef say you don't have to crumble the chametz? You don't have to crumble the chametz because it's going to be disgusting anyways. That's if you have a bagel nahamo. But what if it's just chitim? Oh, just raw chitim. That's not going to go bad if it's in the yam. As a result, that's something you would have to grind. So the bottom line is, as it relates to the original Shaila, the Iboyalu of the Gemara, the Mishnah said, according to the Chachamim, Mefarah v'zoyra l'ruach, Oy mataliyam. Do you have to be mefarerit before you mataliyam? Or do you not have to be mefarerit before you mataliyam? At first glance, it seems it's a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi said that you do have to be mefarerit the chametz before you throw it into the yam. Rabbi Yosef said you don't. It's the inverse machloikis regarding Avodah Zarah. But as it relates to our mishnah, we're learning psachim, not Avodah Zarah. According to Rabbi, you would have to. According to Rabbi Yosef, you would not. But at the same time, as the Gemara came out, it's possible that even according to Rabbi, maybe you would not have to, and even according to Rabbi Yosef, you would have to. Rabbi said, why do you have to? Because presumably you're throwing it into the Nar. What if I would throw it into the Yam HaMelech where nobody goes? Could be over there, you wouldn't have to be fired. Even Rabbi Yosef that says you don't have to, because he's assuming the chametz is going to go bad anyways. That's if you have a piece of Nahama. But what if I take just a strand of wheat, being that the wheat is not going to go back, over there, even Rabbi Yosef is going to hold that you would have to be mifar zok the Mishnah vaitas. So the Mishnah is going to return to what the primary topic of the second parak of Masechet Pesachim has been, and that is the laws of Yisuri Hana, specifically as it relates to chametz. Zok the Hilig Mishnah, chametz shall nachri, shall avar olava pesach. If a guy owns chametz, Pesach passes, after Pesach, mutabana, you'll let it benefit from the chametz that belongs to the non-Jew, v'shal Yisrael. If a Yid, however, owns chametz, and now Pesach's not Pesach anymore, the halach is aser b'hanon, you're not allowed to have hanon. This is what's known as chametz sha'over olav Pesach. So what's the makar to the din of chametz sha'over olav Pesach? It's a Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? In Perek Kol Shah, Masechtes Pesachim, daf chav ches amar afshanam. What's the makar to this halach of chametz sha'over olav Pesach? It says, lo yirah l'chasar. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. But the point is that the Mishnah is telling us the halach of chametz sha'over olav Pesach, and the Mishnah is very clear. It's only true if it's the chametz of a Yid, a chametz of a goy, there's no din chametz sha'over olav Pesach. This is, of course, halach of a meisa. This is something that Kol Bar Nash knows. Chametz sha'over olav Pesach, if a Yid owns the chametz. But if a goy, so you sell it to a guy. If he owns it, then you have no problem of chametz sha'over olav Pesach. Zok tigmar, mani masis. Who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Loi Rab Yehuda, v'loi Rab Shimon, v'loi Rab Yosef. We have three shitas as it relates to chametz and Isser Hana. And our Mishnah would seem to not work. It doesn't reconcile, not with Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, not with Shittas Rabbi Shimon, nor with Shittas Rabbi Yisagli. Now the Gemara from here until the end of today's daf is going to introduce the three Shittas as it relates to why our Mishnah can't be either one of these three Shittas. That we're going to have to wait already for tomorrow's daf. But from here until the end of the daf, the Gemara says, Maihi, who are these three Shittas? What's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, as in Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai, and the Shita of Rabbi Yosef, Zok the Gemara, the Tanya, Chametz, as it relates to Isra Chametz, being Lefnei Zmanu, being Lachas Manoi, whether it's before Pesach, Mishay Shoyes Ulamayla, or it's Lachas Manoi, meaning Chametz, She'over all of a Pesach. The Halach is if you eat it, over all of a Lach, you're over all of a Sase. So, you now eat Chametz on Pesach. That everybody knows. Now you can't eat Chametz on Pesach, but you also can't eat Chametz on Erev Pesach. Not just that, you can't even eat chametz over all of our Pesach. Toich zmanoi, over all of Balavi karas divi Rabbi Yehuda. However, if you eat it lifnei zmanoi or la'achas zmanoi, only over a loisase. What's the loisase? The Gemara is going to explain. If you eat chametz on Pesach itself, in addition to there being a loisase, there's also karas. So the chi of karas for eating chametz, that's only if it's on Pesach. Lifnei zmani mishei shoyis ulamaylo or la'achas zmani chametz shor v'olav haPesach. Even though there's a lois assay, but karis is not going to be. Reb Shimon, I mean Reb Shimon says chametz lifnei zmani la'achas zmani even oibolei klum. There's no iser chametz at all lifnei zmani. There's no iser chametz at all la'achas zmani. Toich zmani over all of the karis ubelav. Yeah, toich zmani of course, but lifnei zmani and la'achas zmani not. Umishasha asa ba'achila. Additionally, wherever there's an Isra Achila, there's also an Isra Ana, and the Brisa says, Asun l'tanakama. This is referring to the Tanakama. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda that says, Lifnei zmani, Mishay Shoyes Ulamayli, you're not allowed to eat chametz, you're also not allowed to benefit from chametz. Rabbi Yehuda that says, Chametz Shav Olav HaPesach, you're not allowed to eat, it means you're also not allowed to benefit from it. But the bottom line is that it's not only Isra Achila, it's also Isra Ana. Rabbi Yisak Lili Yoyim, Rabbi Yisak Lili is the third Shita. He said, Tama Latzmacho. We saw Rabbi Yisak Lili for a fleeting moment earlier in the parak. He said, no way. Hey, chametz aseh b'hanah kol shiva. How could it be chametz is aseh b'hanah kol shiva? No, there's no Isra Hanah of chametz for 7 days. The Braisa continues. Actually, before the Braisa continues. So we have three Shittas. We have the Shitta of Rabbi Yehuda, the Shitta of Rabbi Shimon, and the Shitta of Rabbi Yisak Levi. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chametz is Aser, Lifnei Zmanei, Mishay Shoy Sulamayla. Of course, it's Aser on Pesach, and it's Aser Lachas Zmanei. Chametz Shavu Olav HaPesach. However, there's a distinction between chametz before and after Pesach and chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach, you're over a lav and karis. Lifnei la'acher, only a lav. Not only is it asav achila, it's also asav. Again, this is a braisa. Braisa is sasam. It's a little less sasam than a mishnah, but it's sasam nonetheless. We're going to need Gemara to help us analyze this. The second sheet is the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says chametz is asav on Pesach. Lifnei zmanei la'achas manei, einei over olav b'loy klum, garnished. You have nothing to worry about. Third sheet is Rabbi Yisak Lili. Rabbi Yisak Lili commented on the Isser Hana, and all he said was, Tom al atzmecha. How could it be? Hey, chametz aser b'hana kol shem. So the Brisa continues. She says, the Brisa, when I like chametz b'shei shoy sulamayla shoy over b'loy sase, who was the one that said chametz b'shei shoy sulamayla shoy sase? Rabbi Yehuda. This is obviously Rabbi Yehuda talking. How do you know chametz b'shei shoy sulamayla shoy sase? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, loy soichal olav chametz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzos. It says, loy soichal olav chametz, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, what do you see in that Pasuk? So the truth is that in order to understand Rabbi Yehuda's drasha, you have to know the Pasuk right before that. The Pasuk right before that says, v'zavachto pesach l'ashem alaykechem. Torah is talking about the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Next pasuk, you're not allowed to eat chametz. It sounds like, when can you eat chametz? What's the loisoichal olav chametz? Vizavachto Pesach Lashem, from the Zman of the Pesach. Now, when was the Korban Pesach brought? Erev Pesach. When Erev Pesach, Bein or Bein? Mishay Shoy Zulamay. So, Minah, Yeloichal Chomets, Mishay Shoy Zulamay, Shoy Vibaloy Saseh, Shenema Loisoichal Olav Chomets. What does Olav mean? The previous Pasik, Vizavachto Pesach Lashem Alekecho. So, you see, there's a connection between the Korban Pesach, this man of the Korban Pesach, and between the Issa Chomets. And that's how you know there's a Loy Saseh of Chomets already on Erev Pesach. Amalei Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon said, Chiev Shaloy Makain. How could you say that? Read the rest of the pasuk. Lo yisaychal olav chametz shivas yomim toichal olav matzos lechem oini. The same time the Torah says don't eat chametz, the Torah is saying eat matzah. So said Reb Shimon, is that possible? You don't eat matzah erev Pesach. So if you don't eat matzah erev Pesach, then l'chayre there should be no issa chametz erev Pesach either. Because as much as it says lo yisaychal olav chametz, and you want to tell me, Rabbi Yehuda, that it's going back on the previous pasuk, but it also says, so it sounds like matzah and chametz are related to each other. And if the two are related to each other, it doesn't sound like they have to go hand in hand, meaning it came So the bottom line is, Rabbi Shimon says, there's no way you can learn it from this pasuk, because this pasuk clearly is equating the Isser chametz with the mitzvah matzah, and if there's no matzah on Erev Pesach, Mishay Shai Zolomayla, there can't be an Isser chametz either. So the Gemara says, it's my time in the Rabbi Yehuda. So we tried the first time, and we didn't really get far, because Rav Shimon seemed to knock out Rabbi Yehuda's tainus. So the Gemara says, what is the Makar in Rabbi Yehuda? Tlasik Raiksev. It says three psukim. Three times it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat chametz. It says, Lo ye yachel chametz. We know that pasuk. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the Yidden in Mitzrayim. Hayoyim hazeh she yitzasem in Mitzrayim beis avadim. The Yidden are still b'nei noyach, dar sumech. So this is Moshe Rabbeinu talking to the Yidden, and he doesn't say v'lo yachel chametz. He said v'lo ye yachel chametz. That's number one. Number two, the pasuk says v'chom machmetzes lo yisoychelo. Number three, it says v'lo lo yisoychal olav chametz. Three different psukim. It says Rabbi Yehuda chal lifnei zmanu. This is the three zmane. One is Sheish Shoy Zulamayla, one is on Pesach, and the other one is Chomet Sha'ov Olav Pesach. Rav Shimon's going to tell you, Chad the Toich Zmane, one for Toich Zmane, that I agree with you. V'chom Achmetzes, what about that second boss? V'chom Achmetzes, mi boi loy chedetanya. I needed to teach me a different halach. Ein li elushin is Chomet Mi'elov. I would think that the only time Chomet is also on Pesach is if it became Chomet on its own. Machmas dover achminayin. How do you know if you use some other agent to cause the dough to rise? How do you know that that also was chametz and not on Pesach? You need a drasha for that. Talmud loymer kol machmetz is loy soichelu. So that's already taken. It's accounted for. Loy yeyachel chametz. What I learned from loy yeyachel chametz. This one's interesting. Mi boy loy v'kitetanyo. Basically, the yomer night the Pesach when time change chametz noy geliyem echad. How do you know that when the Yidden went Mitzrayim, that first Pesach, the Isser Chametz was only one day, not 7 days. Talmud Loimar, Lo Yeyachel Chametz, V'samach Lein. Right next to it says, Hayoyim Atem Yoytzen. Hayoyim is only one day. We learned from there it was only one day. So Rav Shimon said, I don't have three psukim for Lifnei Zmane, Toich Zmane, Lach Zmane. I have one for Toich Zmane. Kol Machmetz is Leisachelo. Now I need that to know that if you stick some external thing into the dough, you cause it to rise, it is still in the chametz. Why would you have thought otherwise? I don't know. It's a sugya later, but there's such a havamina. I need it for that. And in terms of lo yeyachal chametz, that's to teach me a halacha regarding Pesach Mitzrayim. What's the obvious question? I need a halacha to know about Pesach Mitzrayim? That's ma da hava hava. Right? Sometimes the Gemara says, Hilchasul Mashicha, you have to tell me now what's going to be when Mashiach comes. And sometimes the Gemara says, ma da hava hava. What was, was. Why do we really, I mean, it's the rest of the story, it's very nice, but we need a pasuk, a drasha, to tell me ma da hava hava? It's a good question. But either way, that's what Reb Shimon says, is what I need the other two psukim for. Hence, I don't have a pasuk for lifnei zmane and for la'achas zmane. Zok to Gemara, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to respond? Rabbi Yehuda machmas davar rachim and all. Has Rabbi Yehuda know that if you put a davar rach into the dough and you cause the dough to rise that way, still it's a problem? So he said, "Da'afki rachmada b'losha machmetzes." Rabbi Yehuda said, "I could learn both from that pasuk. It says kol machmetzes loisai chelu. From the fact that the Torah had a special pasuk loisai chelu, I know not only toich zmane, I also know lifnei zmane. From the fact that the Torah used the word machmetzes as opposed to the more conventional term chametz, I know that even if I put an agent in it that was machmetz, that caused the dough to rise, even that's going to be a problem." Rabbi Yosi Aglili Minoli, how does Rabbi Yehuda know Rabbi Yosi Aglili's halacha? So, the Gemara is so accepting of this taina that the Gemara even asks it as a kashan Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know Pesach Mitzrayim was only one day? What's the kasha? The V'loye Yochel Chametz is coming to teach me Chametz La'achaz Manai. It still was written next to the words Hayoyim Hazeh She Yitzasim Yimitzrayim, and as a result, you could learn both halachas. I could learn that it was only noig one day. So again, it's not a stira. Yibay Yisayim Esmuchim Lay Darish. And Rashi says this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Shas, who's not Darish Smuchim. Only a Mishnah Torah Rabbi Yehuda is Darish Smuchim, but everywhere else he's not Darish Smuchim. So Kubi Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even hold it at Rasha. I mean, that Rasha was based on Smuchim. It was based on the fact that it says, again, if Rabbi Yehuda is not Doirish Smuchin, so Rabbi Yehuda L'shita say, anyways, doesn't have that drasha. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda anyways doesn't have that drasha. That's Rabbi Yehuda is able to use the other one for La'achar's manis. Again, how does Rabbi Yehuda know his halacha? L'maskana. It says in the Torah three times, the Isser Chametz. It says, Lo Yisoych Halol of Chametz. It says, V'lo Yeyachel Chametz, the famous one. And it says, Kol Machmet says, Lo Yisoych Halol, Lifnei Zmanu, Toich Zmanu, La'achas Manu. Rabbi Shimon says, I can only use one. As it relates to the other two, I needed to teach me other halachas. Drop more Gemara. I'm a man. I'm a man. Chametz b'shei shoyis l'mayis shoyiv b'leis. I say, how do you know if you eat chametz b'shei shoyis l'mayis shoyiv b'leis? I say, never loy soich alal of chametz. Divi Rabbi, I'm a Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon said, "Chiyev shaloi merkei v'alei kfar nemer loy soich alal of chametz shivas yamim toich alal of matzis." Right, this is a snippet of the brisa that the Gemara brought earlier. Rabbi Yehuda initially said, "I'm learning it from loy soich alal of chametz." And all of us going back on the previous pasuk, v'zavachto Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha. It sounds like the Issun Chametz is somewhat related to the zman of the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach was brought erev Pesach mishay shoyis l'mayil. So you have a mekar that Chametz is also ready mishay shoyis l'mayil. What did Reb Shimon say? What do you mean? The same pasuk that says don't eat Chametz says eat matzah. You can eat matzah mishay shoyis l'mayil. Of course, you're not allowed to eat matzah erev Pesach. Yerushalmi. So if you can't eat matzah erev Pesach, obviously matzah means Pesach. So Issun Chametz means it only means Pesach. So Gemara, Shapa Kamal Reb Shimon. L'chura, Rav Shimon saying very good to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell you, Ahulu koi vei chayva, afilu bizman azeh huda asa. The hekish of matz and chametz is not coming to teach me that the iser chametz is contingent and totally in the zman of the mitzvah of matzah. It's coming to teach me a different halacha. It's coming to teach me that matzah is noyeg bizman azeh. And that's a sugi in Perek Arvei Pesachim. There would have been a havamina that maybe there's no mitzvahs matzah b'zman. You say, why? Why would you think matzah is different than tefillin, let's say? Tefillin's noyeg b'zman hazeh. Why not matzah? Because the Karban Pesach we don't have today. So there was a havamina that maybe matzah is totally in the Karban Pesach. And if we don't have Karban Pesach, maybe we don't have matzah. Kamash one, the hektish between chametz and matzah. Chametz is for sure noyeg b'zman hazeh. So matzah is also noyeg b'zman hazeh. Rav Shimon, l'koy v'chavi minoli. How does Rav Shimon know the matzah is noyeg b'zman hazeh? If he doesn't learn it from the hektish, the Gemara is assuming he can't learn both things from the Hekish. You can't use the Hekish to tell me that Chametz is only Aser at the time that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, and also use the Hekish to tell me that Matzah is Noyig Bezman Hazeh. So how does he know Matzah is Noyig Bezman Hazeh? So the Gemara says, Nafkalemi Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. It says Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs, and Rashi says, Kro Yiseiru. It's an extra pasuk. Doksiv al Matzahs Umerayim Yechlu. It says in another place that you have a mitzvah to eat matzah. Why does the Torah have to say Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs? It's an extra pasuk to teach me Matzah is Noyig even Bezman Hazeh. Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the extra pasuk of Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs? By the way, the Tomei v'shayu b'derech rechayka. It's negay as someone that was Tomei on Pesach, or he's m'derech rechayka, he can't bring the carbon Pesach. You need a chiddush to tell me that even though he can't bring the carbon Pesach, still he has a mitzvah of matzah. So, but I mean, I would have thought, oh, but Pesach lo yoichal. Matzah or nami lo yoichal. Being that he's not bringing the carbon Pesach, maybe he doesn't have a mitzvah to eat matzah and mar, or kamash malani, does Rav Shimon, tomei, v'shahoy b'derek r'chaychal, yitzrikar. Rav Shimon doesn't use me'erev teichel masses to teach me tomei v'shahoy b'derek r'chaychal, because he also doesn't need a pasuk for that. Why not? Isn't it? It's an interesting chiddush. Maybe someone that doesn't have the carbon Pesach shouldn't have the mitzvah of matzah. No. You know why? Because how could it be worse than an Oral and a Ben Necher? An Oral is someone that's not Gamalit, and a Ben Necher is a Ben Necher. And we learn, an Oral who can't eat from the Karban Pesach does have a mitzvah of matzah. So you see that the mitzvah of matzah is really not contingent upon the Isser, the mitzvah of Pesach, to the level that someone who's potter from Pesach is also going to be potter from matzah. So I don't need then a pasuk, a be'erev teichlo matzahs, to tell me that a tameh and mishahaya be'erev chachayku who can't bring the Pesach does have matzah, because once I know the Aral and the Ben Necher who can't bring the Pesach have a mitzvah matzah, there's no reason they should be different. Rabbi Yehuda, k'siv b'hai, b'ksiv b'hai. No, Rabbi Yehuda held, I need a pasuk for the Aral and the Ben Necher, and I need a pasuk for the Tomei and the Misha Haya Bederech Rechaika. The bottom line is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's an Isser Chometz Lifnei Zmanoi, Toich Zmanoi, and La'achar Zmanoi. Rav Shimon holds there's an Isser Chometz Toich Zmanoi as it relates to Lifnei Zmanoi, meaning Mishay Shai Sulamayla, La'achar Zmanoi, Chometz Sha'over Olav HaPesach. What's Rav Shimon's Lashon? Einoi Over Olav B'loi Klum. What's the Makar to Rabbi Yehuda? What emerged from the Gemara is almost two makaris. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda said, as it relates to Lifnei Zmanoi, after two makaris, but as it relates to Lifnei Zmanoi, Vizavachto Pesach Lashem Lekecha, and then it says, Lysoichel Olav Chometz, Olav is referring back to the Zman of Vizavachto Pesach Lashem Lekecha. So I know from the Zman of the Karban Pesach, which is Mishay Shayez Lamailo, there's already a lav of Lysoichel Olav Chometz. As it relates to La'achas Manoi, there's a third pasuk for that, Vachomach Metzos Lysoichelu. Rav Shimon, number one, he held Lysoichel Olav Chometz can't be going back on Erev Pesach because it says Lysoichel Olav Chometz, Shivas Yom Matzahs Lechem Ma'ini. So you see clearly that the Zman of Isser Chometz is totally in the Zman of Matzah. And as it relates to Komach Metzahs Lysoichelu, you're not learning anything from there either, because that Komach Metzahs Lysoichelu is coming to teach me that if you have a Dover HaMachmet, some external agent, even that is going to have the laws of Chometz. Mail, you can learn it from there. What about Lo Yachel Chometz? Lo Yachel Chometz is coming to teach me Rabbi Yossi Aglili's statement that said that Pesach Toiris was only Noik for one day. Either way, we're going to stop here in the middle of the Sugya. The daf actually ended here. And we're going to continue and come back full circle. Again, had the daf start. The Mishnah spoke about the halacha of Chometz Sha'over Olav HaPesach. For a guy, no worries. For a yid, it's a big problem. And the Gemara said, "Mani masnis and later Rabbi Yehuda, later Rabbi Shimon, later Rabbi Yisrael Glili." So the first part of the daf, we saw who the three shittas are. Tomorrow's daf, Bezras Hashem, we'll see why the Mishnah, at first glance, the Gemara thinks can't be any one of these Tanaim exiles. So just to go back to the raid that we spoke about in the previous daf, very much part two, and that is the Rambam Shita. So the Rambam Shita in Perek Aleph, Hilchas Chometz Matzah, Halacha Zayin is, Ha'ichol min ha-chometz atzmei b'pesach kolshu. If somebody eats chometz on Pesach, even a kolshu, ha-reza asa min ha-toyrah, he's over an issa d'ayraisa. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, lo ye'achel chometz. It doesn't say lo yoichel chometz, it says lo ye'achel chometz. And from there we learn that if somebody eats chometz on Pesach, even a kolshu, even pachas mikazayis, the halacha is he's over an issa d'iraisa. Continues the Rambam, afal pi kein einei chayiv karos ekar. Even though I just said that there's an issa d'iraisa to eat pachas mikazayis of chametz on Pesach, however, there's no chayiv karos, there's no carbon, because the only time you chayiv karos or a carbon is if you eat a kazayis. But if you eat less than a kazayis, there's not going to be any karos, there's not going to be any carbon. And we mentioned that the Kesef Mishnah asks a bumbakash on the Rambam. He says, I don't understand. The Rambam's darshaning, lo yeyachil chametz, whatever the drush is, that we see from there, that chametz is not only asa b'kezayis, but chametz is asa even b'mashu, chametz is asa even b'pachas mikezayis. However, the Rambam says, there's no einish on it. There's going to be no karis, there's going to be no carbon, there's not going to be any einish. In other words, the Torah was mechadesh, that is an iser if you eat pachas mikashir, less than a kezayis of chametz. Frek, the Kesef Mishnah, what do I need a pasuk for? We know there's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish throughout Shas. Chatzi shir asim in atayra, or chatzi shir mutim in atayra. There's so many shiurim that permeate halacha. However, Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that all the shiurim was said as it relates to an oynish. The Isser itself, if somebody eats even a kosher of Nevela, he's over in Issadei Raisa. Eat a kosher of Treif, you're over in Issadei Raisa. You're not going to get Malkus unless you eat a Kazayas, etc., etc. But as it relates to the Isser, Chatzin Sheer Asmanat, Rish Lakish argues. Rish Lakish holds a Chatzin Sheer's Mutinamatar. But the Rama Paskin is like Rabbi Yochanan. The Rama Paskin is a Chatzin Sheer is Asmanatar. It's a great Kesef Mishnah. If Chatzin Sheer is anyways Asmanatar, why do I need a Pasik by Chometz? Loya Yochel Chometz to tell me that it's Asmanatar Raisa to eat a Chatzin Sheer of Chometz? There's anyways an Issa to eat a Chatzin Sheer of Chometz. It's like Gara from a Chatzin Sheer of any Macholis Asuros. Chatzin Sheer Asim and Atay. Now, Bishlam, if the Rambam would say, you get Malkus if you eat a Chatzin Sheer of Chometz. Bishlam, if the Rambam would say, you have to bring a Korban. Bishlam, if you did a B'shoig. Bishlam, the Rambam would say, you chayiv Karis. Okay, it's very good. The Chiddush is, there's an Oynish. Chatzin Sheer Asim and Atay. It means it's Asu, but there's no Oynish. But the Rambam said, V'afal Pikein, ain't a chayiv Karis like Korban. El al Kashir Shu Kazayis. There is no Oynish. So if there's no Oynish, that means all it is an Isser. An Isser, it's anyways Asser. Chatzin Sheer Asim and Atay. So we mentioned that the Noida B'Yehuda in his Tzlach, in Mesachtes Pesachim Daf Mem Dalid, and in Eure Chaim Tinyana Simen Nun Gimel, and the Chsam Sofer in Chela Gvav in his Truvis Simen Tzamche, and Reb Kivega in his Truvis in Kuf Nun Dalid, Kulon Ki Ishach HaBalev Echad, they were all mechavin to the same Yesoid, to say Pshad in this Rambam, and to be Miyash of the Kesef Mishnah's Kashin. That is, that although it's true, Rabbi Yochanan's Chatzin Sheer is awesome in a Torah, but Rabbi Yochanan gave a svar. He explained it with a reason. The svar is because it's chazik letztarufe. Anytime a person eats a chatzin sheer, there's always a chance to eat another chatzin sheer. And if you eat another chatzin sheer, as long as the two half a shiurim were eaten within a certain time frame, within the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras, b'kdei achilas pras, so the halacha is you would be chayif because the two achilas would be mitztarif. It's for that reason when you eat a chatzin sheer, it's a problem. Whatever the svara is. But the reason chatzin sheer is awesome in our Torah is based on a svara. The svara is because it's chazil litztarufe. So said the gedoyli achroim, no yudil chsam soifra of tiveger. So if that's the case, yesh loimar, that it chapen afkemino, what would be if somebody ate a chatzin zayas of chametz b'shvi shal Pesach, literally as the sun is setting, or for the Yidden of Chutz Laretz, b'achre shal Pesach maybe. But the point is that if somebody would eat it literally as the sun is setting on Chametz, meaning you ate the half a shear when there was no time anymore to be mashlim the shear. Like Rabbi Yochanan, that the only reason Chatzin Sheer is awesome in Atayra is because it's Chazik Litztarufe. So in Bikahai Gavna wouldn't be a problem. Why? Because in this case, it's not Chazik Litztarufe anymore. Because physically, you can't eat another half a shear and to make it be Mitztar. But if there's a new Isser, Lo Ye Yochel Chometz, that's an Isser Be'etzen. It has nothing to do with Chatzin Sheer. It's an Isser that says that even a half a shear is a shear. It's its own Isser. Nothing to do with the fact that it's Chazil Litztarufe. Oh, there's an Isser has nothing to do with the fact that it's Chazil Litztarufe. So it's Gavaldik. So that would have to Nafkamina. You don't want to know what the Nafkamina would be if a person ate a Chatzin Zayas literally as the sun was setting in the last moments of Pesach. So it's like the Rebbe Yehuda, the Chassam Sofer, and Reb Kiveger. But we mentioned that the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yutes says another Teretz, Behektim Yisoid from the Shara Melech. And that is as follows. We learned the Gemara this week on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Rabbi Yochanan said that kol isurim shebetayra, wherever it says in Torah you're not allowed to eat something, if a person eats it shaloi kederech achilasan, you don't get malchus. Yochanan continued, ikad amri, kol isurim shebetayra, if a person would eat it shaloi kederech hanasan, or if a person would be nenehe from it shaloi kederech hanasan, the halacha is that he wouldn't get malchus. So if somebody eats, or if somebody is nene, shaloi kederech achilason, or shaloi kederech anason, the halacha is, you're not going to get malchus. The Mishlam Melech, in Perek He, in Hilchas Yisoyde Atayra, brings a chiddush from the Mashal. There's a Gemara Mesachtes Makis, Daf Tez Vav Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says that, although we know that if a person eats pachas mikashir, the halacha doesn't get malchus. Even if Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzin Sheer Asim and Atayra, that's only with regards to the Isser. But as it relates to a punishment, Malkus, Karban, whatever it is, you're never going to be punished if you do Pachas Mikasher. Not everybody agrees with that. There's one sheet in Shas that disagrees. It's the Heilige Tana Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says that if a person eats Macholas Asurois, even a Kol Shu, Now loch is he gets Malkus. Rashi, Malkus, Yudzayin, Amar Aleph, Dibra, Maskel, Kach, Machloikus, Bezu. Because Sabar, Reb Shimon, Becholo, Yisurim, Kol, Shehu, Lamakus. Voloi, Amru, Kizayis, Elolein, and Karpin. Al Shigig, Iskaris, Valoch, Elamoshim, Yisinahi. Reb Shimon Shita is that a Yid gets Malkus, even if he eats a kosher, you eat a little nut, the halach is, you're going to get Malkus. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. But this is Shita's Reb Shimon. It's a Shita that's tucked away in Masechtas Malkus, that Yud Zayin Amanaf. So said the Marshal, a Charifos. He said that I think that according to Reb Shimon, if a person would eat a kosher, the halach is, he would get Malkus. If a person would eat Macholas Asurois, Shaloi Kederech HaNa'asan, V'Shaloi Kederech Achivasan, he would also get Malkus. Meaning, even though Rabbi Yochanan said, and Daf Chav Dalud on the base of Masechtas Pesachim, that if somebody eats, or if somebody's nenesh, like a derech achilas, like a derech anas, and you don't get Malkus, that's all nisht alibi de Reb Shimon. Alibi de Hilchasa. But according to Reb Shimon, who holds that if a person eats a kolshu, you get Malkus, if you eat a kolshu, you get Malkus, then if you eat a gibbif de shir, shalik a derech achilas, and shalik a derech anas, you're also going to get Malkus. What's the svara? So Pashut the Svara is, because if someone eats a kosho, it's really Shaloi Kederech HaNasa. To eat a kosho, like you ate so little? Pachas Mikazayas doesn't have to be Shaloi Kederech HaNasa. Most people, you bite into a sandwich, you don't eat a whole kazayas, right? When do you eat a kazayas? The Leila Seder. That's not usually the way you eat when you stuff the matzah down your throat. So it's not Shaloi Kederech HaChilo to eat less than a kazayas. But to eat a kosho is less than it. It's considered a Shaloi Kederech HaChilasan. And if Reb Shimon holds that if you eat a kosho, you get Malkus, it's shloike derech achilasan. It's shloike derech hanasan. Must be that if each shloike derech achilasan, and if each shloike derech hanasan, so the halach is l'chayri, you're going to get malchus. That's posh pshat in the mashal. The achrayim say that you can understand the mashal in a little bit of a tifer oifen. Shloike derech achilasan and shloike derech hanasan is a chesaron in the achila, in the echos of the achila. It's a chesaron qualitatively in the avera that you did. The Torah said, don't eat this. You ate it. Ooh, that's a problem. You ate something the Torah said you're not allowed to eat. Yeah, it's true. I ate it. But I ate it shaloi kederech hanasan. Okay, you still ate it. Even ate the shir. But in Echus, qualitatively, you didn't eat it with the ganze ganzkeit. You didn't eat it mahadrim in a mahadrim. It was shaloi kederech hanasan. There's a chisorin in the Avera, in the Echus of the Avera. Her alumnus. Chatzi shir is the same thing. Chatzi shir, I ate it. Torah says I'll eat it. I ate it. Yeah, yeah, no, but you didn't. I didn't do it 100%. You know why? Because I ate less than a kazayas. Oh, meaning, it's chaser a little bit. Where is it chaser? In the kamus of the avera, in the quantity of the avera. Shaloi kederech hanaasan and chatzi shir are actually related to each other. They're not the same thing. Hatzada shavah shaven is you violated what the Torah told you and you're not allowed to do. But you did it without the ganze ganzkeit. In shaloi kederech hanaasan, se felt in the echos, and in chatzi shir, se felt in the kamos. In shaloi kederech hanaasan, qualitatively, you didn't do it with the ganze ganzkeit. In chatzi shir, quantitatively, I didn't do it with the ganze ganzkeit. If Rav Shimon holds, you get malchus for chatzi shir. If Rav Shimon says, if I did the avera, oh, but se felt in kamos, I don't care, you're getting 39 lashes, then Rav Shimon has to hold. In Lamda says the Marshal, that if a person eats shaloi kederech achilasan, vu se felt in echos, where it's lacking qualitatively, in terms of how I did the Avera, that you have to get Malkus. That's the Mashal. The Mashal says, according to Reb Shimon, that holds that a person that eats a kosho of Machalas Asuris, he gets Malkus, it begets the following halacha. And that is, if a person eats Shaloi Kederech Achilasan, you're also going to get Malkus. I, Reb Yochanan, said in Pesachim Chav Dalet Amud Beis, that if you eat Shaloi Kederech Achilasan and Shaloi Kederech Hanasan, you don't get Malkus. Reb Yochanan was going, Aliba de Hilchasa, where you don't get Malkus if you eat Pachas Mikashir. So in Chatz Yishir and Kamus, you don't get Malkus. So here too, it's going to be the same thing. But the bottom line is, that's all Aliba de Hilchasa. But as it relates to the Shrita of Reb Shimon who holds that you do get Malkus, so if you get Malkus, you're going to get Malkus if somebody eats Shaloi Kederech Achilasan as well. Freik the Mishnah Melech. So Mishnah Melech brings this. In Perek Hay in Hilchas Yisoy Deyat, by the way, the Mishnah Melech in Perek Hay Hilchas Yisoy Deyat Torah is an often quoted Mishnah Melech, Hafachba, Vafachba, the Kulaba, that's where he clears the Shiloh, this Chatzi Shir B'mitzvahs. It's a lot of famous Mishnah Melechs that come from that very, very long piece. But either way, it's afraid the Mishnah Melech, a Gevaldige Kasha. He says, I don't understand. We know there's a machlokes in Shas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Is chatzin shir asa min ha-toyra, or is chatzin shir mutter min ha-toyra? Rabbi Yochanan shita is that chatzin shir is asa min ha-toyra. If Rabbi Yochanan shita is that chatzin shir is asa min ha-toyra, that it should be asa min ha-toyra for a person to eat shaloi kederech hana asan as well. Because if the marshal is gerecht, that chatzin shir and shaloi kederech achilasan are the flip side of the same coin, one is a chisaron in kamus, and the other one is a chisaron in echos. But really, the tali is a bezeh. So, if Rab Shimon, for example, holds you get malchus for eating a chatzin shir, Rab Shimon has to hold you get malchus if you eat shaloi kederech achilasan. So, freitim mishlo melech, even lididan that we don't pass it like Rab Shimon. We don't hold that you get malchus if you eat a chatzin shir, but we do hold chatzin shir is asa min ha-toyra. So if a person eats a chatzin shir, he's definitely going to violate an issa d'oraisa. So if you're going to violate an issa d'oraisa when you eat a chatzin shir, so then it should come out, you for sure should violate an issa if you eat macholis asuris, shaloi kederech achilasa. Because if the chatzin shir, where it's a chasarn in kamas, I'm over an issa d'oraisa, then shaloi kederech achilasa, when it's a chasarn in echos, I should also be over an issa d'oraisa. You know what the problem is? A lot of Rishonim say that if a person eats shaloi kederech achilasa, not only don't you get malchus, you're not even over an issa d'oraisa. So freik the Mishlo Melech, all those Rishonim are a pli atzumach. It's mavur clearly, not like the Marshal's lamdis. The Marshal came with a super duper lamdis. He said, Lay Reb Shimon, the chatzin shir is asam, and you even get malchus. Look how you get Malkus Vicha like there, Chana Asan. What do you mean? If that's a cheshbin, then even Lididan, we pass Kichasi Shir's Asa Min HaTorah as well. Rav Shimon holds you grab to get Malkus. We hold you don't get Malkus. Okay, but if the cheshbin's right, then at the very least, you have a Raya Barura that if somebody eats Shalaika Derech Achilas, and it's an Issa Deiraisa, and it's garnish as I Pashut, that's the case. As I frank the Mishnah Lamelech, Zach the Shar HaMelech, in a very long piece on that, Mishnah Melech and Perikei Hilchas Mesleid HaTor. Again, Afachba the Kulaba. That Shara Melech, just like that Mishnah Melech. But either way, Sokta Shara Melech. He says, no. Mishnah Melech, it's Chaluk. It's Chaluk be Yisoid. You know what the Chaluk is? The Chaluk is, why is Chatzin Shir Asa Min HaTor? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's Chatzin Shir Asa Min HaTor because it's Chazi Litzdarufe. It's not really Asa. It's just that it's Chazi Litzdarufe. If a person eats a regular Achilo, Kederech Achilasan. Oh, but it felt in Kamos, I only ate a Chatzin Shir. So the Chatzin Shir is Chazi Litznarufe. I could eat a little more of Kamos, I'm going to make up the Shir, and now I'll already be over in Issa D'oraisa. But when the Chasaron is in Echos, when it's a Shaloi Kederech Achilasan, there's no Chazi Litznarufe over there. So if over there there's no Chazi Litznarufe, how am I going to be Mitzdar if these two Achilas? I have no ability to do that. So if I can't be Mitzdar if the two Achilas, so Zokta Shara Melech, it's Pashat the Chilik. Rav Shimon holds that if a person eats pachas mikashir, he gets malchus, not al tchazi litztarufe. Because this, the real iser of malchus was said even on a pachas mikashir. It's asir be'etzem. It has nothing to do with chazi litztarufe. Zok to Marshal. If there's an iser be'etzem on a chatzin shir, there should be an iser be'etzem on a shalike derech achilas and also. This is a chsarn in kamas, this is a chsarn in echas. What should be the difference between the two achilas? However, Lloyd, Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that really it's only a chatzin shir. And the reason it's a problem is because it's chazni litztarufe. Oh, chazni litztarufe you have when it's a chasarn in kamos. There you have a chatzin shir. You don't have chazni litztarufe when it comes to chasarn. Zok to mechas chinuch. There's one paragraph in the mechas chinuch, this whole shtickle. Zok to mechas chinuch. Oh, lefizeh, which miyash of the kesef mishnas kasha. Half of a fella. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin in Hilchas Chametz Matzah says, "Ha'oichel min ha'chametz atzmei bepesach kolshu hareis ne'asa min ha'toyra shenemar lo yoyachol." Freit the Kesef Mishnah. Why did the Rambam have to tell me a pasuk lo yoyachol chametz? Teipik lei chatz yishir is asa min ha'toyra. Says, you know what the nafkamina is? I'm going to tell you the nafkamina. Because if chatz yishir would be asa min ha'toyra, alz chatz yishir asa min ha'toyra, then it's a good old fashioned chatz yishir. If, however, there's an iser be'etzem to eat chametz pachas mikashir, nothing to do with chazi litztarufe, so then, like the mashal, it's going to come out that if somebody would eat chametz, not pachas mikashir, the shir, shaloi kederech achilasan, you're going to be over an iser d'oraisa. Because if the mashal's right, that pachas mikashir is the same as shaloi kederech achilasan. So then it has to come out that you be chayev if you ate shaloi kederech achilasan. So the reason the Rambam brought this drasha l'mainav kiminafrei tegezem mishat tzarichin. This drasha is doing nothing. It's telling me that it's aser. We knew it was aser. Tell you where chapsan afkemina. Chapsan afkemina. If somebody would eat it shaloi kederech achilasan al tchatzi shir, you wouldn't have the tzvara of shaloi kederech achilasan. Why? Because although chatzi shir is aser min atayre, but the Sharon Melech said that's only because it's chazi litzdarufe. Shaloi kederech achilasan, you don't have the tzvara of chazi litzdarufe. Chazi litzdarufe helps me where the chsar is in quantity. It's in kamos. It doesn't help me where the whole ma'is achil is messed up. I have no way to farech there. There's no chazi litzdarufe. Now that the Rama was mechadish, there's a new iser. An iser be'etzem that's called v'loy yachel chametz. So now it has nothing to do with chazil itzdarufe. If it has nothing to do with chazil itzdarufe, it'll come out that if somebody eats chametz shaloi kederech achilasan, according to the Marshal's beautiful cheshbon, the way the Sharon Melech explained it, it's going to come out that a person will be chayef. So either way, the Rambam wrote a pasuk to tell me that chatzis shiz asa bechametz freit to cast a mishat tzarichin. What do I need it for? So it's coming out with two nafkaminas. The first nafkamina is the Neid Yehuda, the Chsam Soifer, Reb Kiva Eger. Nafkaminas, if it was only asma al chatzis shir asa min ha-Torah, then it would be only also because of Chazil Itznarufe. Meaning, I need a pile, time to be mitzdarf. What if I would do it at the last moments, the waning moments of Pesach? It's not Chazil Itznarufe, then it's not enough time to finish. So if that's the case, maybe it wouldn't be a problem. We have another nafkamina, and what would, and that is the Mechaschin, the Chametz Yotes. What would be if a person would eat the Chametz, any Chametz, Shaloi Kenderech Achila? If we have a pasuk that says that even eating a kol shu is a problem, if kol shu is a problem, that means shaloi kederech achila has to be a problem as well.